The French Revolution by Captivating History. Audition read by Robert Sean Chapman. Few historical events are as greatly revered and entirely misunderstood as the French Revolution that began in 1789. The memory of this complicated and lengthy political violent uprising has been generally painted in broad and oversimplified strokes. The modern world remembers, "Let them eat cake," a contemporary idiom attributed to anyone the common class viewed as irredeemably aristocratic. Few are aware of the free evening meals given to anyone visiting the Palace of Versailles while King Louis XVI and Queen Marie Antoinette ruled. Almost no one is aware that King Louis and Queen Marie Antoinette restricted their personal budgets more than any other royal before them, or that the king wanted to spread out the tax burden onto the aristocracy instead of the working classes. Modern Americans have almost entirely no idea that the members of the French Revolution felt a bond of brotherhood with the newly established Republic of the United States of America. The ideas of the Enlightenment spanned the Atlantic Ocean, inspiring the middle classes of both nations to take government into their own hands for the sake of their future. Through the chaos of the transition between two ancient monarchies and the self-governments of France and the United States, the countries were founded on very similar principles. While the French Revolution was certainly centered around two lavish monarchs and an enlightened common class, there was so much more going on behind the scenes. Even after the abolition of the French monarchy, France struggled to find a balance between public self-governance and European stability. A fragile government, merely a shell of its former self following the reign of terror under Robespierre, was no match for the military and political prowess of Napoleon I. It was a long road from the days of the Bourbon kings to the internationally respected democracy we know today. Chances are good that if we could ask the poor working peasants of the late 18th century France just what started all the trouble, they'd tell us it was all about bread.